The gunshot split the night like thunder. Ibrahim felt his brother Yusuf stumble beside him. For one terrible heartbeat, he thought the bullet had found its
target.
More
music at trendybeats.name.ng.
His hand locked tight around Ibrahim's wrist, pulling him through the maze of Saban Gari's back alleys. Behind them, voices rose in fury. Stop them! They're helping Christians escape! 20 meters ahead, two figures waited in the shadows, Grace and her younger brother David. Grace's eyes were wide with terror, her hijab askew, the one Ibrahim had given her to hide her identity. David, barely 16, clutched a bloodied cloth to his shoulder. This way, Ibrahim hissed, changing direction as another shot cracked against the concrete wall beside them. Four young people, two Muslims, two Christians, running for their lives through a city torn apart by religious violence. None of them knew that tonight would change everything, that the choice they were about to make would either save them all or destroy them. But we're getting ahead of ourselves. To understand how they got here, we need to go back. Back to when hope still seemed possible. Back to the beginning. 6 months earlier, Kana was different. Not peaceful. The city had never been entirely peaceful. But balanced. Delicate. Like a calabash filled to the brim with water. One wrong move, and everything would spill. Ibrahim Musa was 24 years old, a graduate of Bayero University with a degree in engineering that meant nothing in a country where connections mattered more than credentials. He worked at his father's textile shop in the ancient Kurmi market, surrounded by bolts of damask and lace, breathing in the smell of dye and cotton. His younger brother Yusuf, 21, was different. Where Ibrahim was cautious, Yusuf was bold. Where Ibrahim calculated, Yusuf leaped. He attended Friday prayers faithfully, but questioned everything. Why women couldn't choose their own husbands? Why music was forbidden? Why Christians and Muslims couldn't share meals during Ramadan? You think too much, their father would say, shaking his head. Dangerous thoughts lead to dangerous actions. If only he had known how prophetic those words would be. Grace Okonkwo was Ibrahim's secret. They had met 2 years ago at a medical outreach program where Ibrahim volunteered to translate for Hausa-speaking patients. Grace was a nursing student, 1 year from graduation, with dreams of opening a clinic that served everyone. Muslim, Christian, animist. It didn't matter. She saw wounds, not religions. Their friendship had bloomed slowly, carefully. Coffee shops in the new city, WhatsApp messages late at night, shared laughter over Nollywood movies, and then, impossibly, love. They both knew it was forbidden. Not by law, Nigeria was technically secular, but by everything else, by family, by community, by the unspoken rules that kept the peace in a fractured nation. Her younger brother David was the only one who knew. At 16, he was wise beyond his years, having watched their parents die in a car accident 3 years prior. He'd become Grace's protector, her conscience, her anchor. When she told him about Ibrahim, he'd simply asked, "Does he treat you well?" "Yes," she'd whispered. "Then I support you." But Grace, his young face had been grave. "Be careful. The world doesn't want people like you together." Yusuf knew too. Brothers always know. One evening in August, he'd confronted Ibrahim in their shared room. "You're going to marry her?" "I don't know," Ibrahim had admitted. "How can I? Father would disown me. Her church would reject her. We'd be alone." "Love requires courage," Yusuf had said simply. Then with a grin, "Besides, I like her." "She's smarter than you." It was meant to be a joke. But in the months to come, that bond, the four of them becoming friends, becoming family, would be the only thing standing between them and death. October 20th, 2020 began like any other Tuesday. Ibrahim woke before dawn for Fajr prayer. Grace was already at the hospital for her clinical rotation. David was preparing for his WAEC exams. Yusuf was, being Yusuf, probably sleeping through the call to prayer.